if they would go to this website, it's called frankspeech.com. I guess you put www, and that would be Frank, as in the name Frank. That would be Fox, Romeo, Alpha, November, Kilo, and then the word speech, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, frankspeech.com, and that's where you'll be prompted for your email address and a phone number. And once you do that, you click on a little button that says, I am not a robot, and then it will bring you live into his podium there. So I would encourage anybody and everybody to listen to that tomorrow. Now, it's done ended tonight. It just ended a little while ago. But they've really been giving a lot of good information out. So if you would pass that on to the group for me, I would very much appreciate it, Bob. K-A-A-J-O-Y from KK4WX. Over.
Alrighty, Russell, KK4WX, KJY. Well, I watched several hours yesterday, and I've watched several hours today of his symposium, and I'll be watching some of it tomorrow. So, but I will bring that to the table to everybody that's on tonight and let them know that's from you. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, I didn't know if you had watched it or not, but I'm glad to hear that you did. And also, I don't know, you know what, it's kind of funny, but I guess it's been sort of reiterated here on his symposium there about Fox News. But Fox News isn't what Fox News used to be. I don't know what's gotten into Fox, but I have totally started listening or watching Newsmax. I don't know if anybody has. My throat's about to get, about to lose my voice here, but I don't listen to Fox. I don't watch Fox anymore much. I might still try to watch Tucker Carlson if I can, but most of the time I find myself turning to Newsmax, and I don't regret it one bit. You'll hear a completely different type of commentary on Newsmax, and I highly recommend them. So with that, Bob, I'll say 7-3, and go ahead and get your check-ins, and I'm going to bow out, and I've got to get on in the bed because I've got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So 7-3, and very good night, or very good evening to you. K-A-H-J-O-Y, this is KK4WX. Over.
Roger, Russ. Well, I record Rob Schmidt, and then Greg Kelly, and then Grant Stinchfield every night. So when I'm done playing radio, I go in and watch all three of those from Newsmax. So you and I are on the same page, young man. Over.
Roger. Good to know. All right. Well, we know we're getting good sources.
Roger. Well, sleep tight. I hope you awaken in the morning, refreshed. And I will bring those things to the table that you've requested. KK4WX, KAJOY.
At 7-3, Bob, KK4WX, now clear.
7-3. This is KJOY standing by for KG4CX Tennessee for the Wednesday night Liberty Nap.
Well, good evening, Bob. K-A-J-O-Y in the Wednesday night Liberty Net. And good evening, Mr. Russ. I copied almost everything you said. And definitely good information. Appreciate it, Russ. I wish you would just stuck around. But good hearing you. KK4WX. Hey, Mr. Bob, how's my signal coming into Ohio?
Well, right now you're about 20 over. Do you have your amplifier on or off?
It is on.
Well, there's quite a bit of storm between you and me. The Chiefs are here at about 5:45. The National Weather Service, you'd have thought it was the end of the world. 70-mile-an-hour wind, hail, damaging, rain, blah, blah, blah. And it really was not much of anything. And I noticed from the map, the intensity has definitely lessened between you and I. But there's storms in Wisconsin, there's storms in Pennsylvania, and there's storms in New Jersey. So there's a lot of weather going on. And I was down the band, and we were struggling to hear each other. So it's a little marginal, but I do hear you. I started NetLogger. So I have you in as number one. I have Russell in as number two, which I'll show him leaving for the evening. I've got myself, and I got Miss Laura. Over.
Okay, we copied that. Move to JTP in monitoring mode. Miss Laura, good to have her aboard. Hi, thank you, Bob, and let me go ahead and call CQ, and we'll see who we can pick up. So, hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Golf Orange, Lulu X-Ray Charlie, out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania tonight, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse, like I said. We're taking check-ins, so anyone out there, good evening.
Kilo Charlie 4, Charlie X-ray.
Radio X-ray. I'm not using the longer there, sir. So, name and location.
Name is Dave, and we're located in Tennessee.
Okay, Mr. Dave. Good signal coming out of Tennessee tonight, sir. Very good. Thanks for being here tonight. What part of Tennessee you in?
Middle Tennessee, near
Cookville. Oh, okay, got it. All right, well, you going to stick around with us tonight, sir?
Yeah, I've got to go one round anyway.
Roger, roger. Okay, well, thank you for being here, Mr. Dave, and we'll come back around to you. Hey, KC4, Romeo X-ray, play with you. Anyone else for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, please call out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Michael
Strong, Charlie Goodwell. Okay, the station trying to check in right there. Was that Kilo Oscar 4?
Kilo Oscar 4, Michael Strong.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Golf. Okay, is that Roger, Roger? Give me the name and location.
Roger, Roger, Roger. Don in Greenville, North Carolina. Don in North Carolina.
Did you say Don in South Carolina?
Don in Greenville, North Carolina.
Okay, Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay, very good there. Appreciate you being here tonight with us, sir. You go sit for... Good night. Playing with KO4, Mike Whiskey Golf, and Mr. Don out of Greensboro, North Carolina. All right, anyone else? Bob, you're going to have to help me out.
Boy, I struggled with that one. The station that just went to check in, could you say it slowly and phonetically again, please? I think that's Clint, but I'm not positive. Is that you, Clint?
The station, this is Net Control here, KK4 Echo Station, I believe. You want to try that one more time, sir?
KK4 Echo Sierra. Okay, I'm catching a lot of static crashes right now, so please give me that call one more time and let's see if we can pull you out. Okay, I've lost you altogether. Hi, this is KT4ZXC, just out of the state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm also going to check in KF4GST to Rob out of South Carolina. Go ahead and check him in, Bob. And do we have any other check-ins?
Jesse, what's GST's prefix?
I know it's a 4, but I don't know the prefix.
That would be Kilo Oscar.
Okay, I got Robbie in.
Okay, roger, roger. So you got Rob, that's Kilo 4 GST out of South Carolina, and thank you for being here tonight, Rob.
Hi, this is KK4 Zebra, X-Ran, Charlie, Jesse, Pennsylvania, your net control for the Wednesday Night News Net with Bob doing the lock of the night, KJOY.
Everybody knows Bob, of course.
Anyone else that would like to join us for tonight's net, please come out.
Someone back in there, Jason, but check me in and listening in for ROQ.
Okay, Mr. Larry, we got you in for ROQ. We'll definitely come back around and check on you there, Mr. Larry. Appreciate you being there. So, thank you, sir. Okay, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray. Charlie, one more time before we get ready to open the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else? Okay, the Morse coder, I did not get you all together just because I can't cipher that right now. My hearing is tremendously gone from that. There was another station trying to check in when the keyer got in there, so anyone else? Okay, I'm not hearing anything, so Mr. Bob, would you like to go ahead and open the net?
All right, Mr. Jesse, I will do that. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now since the year 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the area of net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight and on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, good evening from KJY, and I will pass it to your net control, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Okay, very good. All stations stand by. Were they another station trying to check in right before Bob opened the net? Go ahead and make your call real quick.
KO4FE.
KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Good evening, sir. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. I had a phone call came in right before 10 o'clock, or I would have checked in earlier, but I'm back, so ready to roll.
Very good there, Bill. Thank you, sir, and sound great, like always, so thank you, sir. KO4FE is on the list, and hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Wednesday night limiting net, there's so much you could talk about, it wouldn't even touch the surface of what's been going on. I've come to the conclusion that TV is no longer my friend unless I'm watching a movie. I cannot stomach watching anything, period, on TV from a news source, a so-called news source. So, you know, I streamed a little bit offline when I had the availability to. I went to frankspeech.com, and I was listening to Frank's symposium, and a lot of information on his website. They're going to start over again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and it is a great, lots of information, more than I can fathom sometimes. So, if you want to blow your mind and see what's going on with the election fraud here in the United States, well, you'll see who actually won this presidency. And it wasn't who they got in there now. So, and I'll leave it at that. But check it out, frankspeech.com. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and I'm going to let everybody else open it up with whatever they feel the need to discuss tonight. So let's start off with Mr. Bob. So K8JLY, take it away, sir.
Alrighty, good evening, everybody, on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. So the radio conditions are a little marginal, but we'll make do. I'm going to open by what KK4WX wanted me to address. And for those who I'm sure know, the Mike Lindell Symposium is on frankspeech.com. It was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I spent several hours yesterday, many hours today, and I'll be watching it tomorrow. But basically, it's showing that there was some inconsistencies in our 2020 election. And of course, the left, the Democrats, they just want to say it's all bullcrap. But if it was not bullcrap, and they had the proof that it wasn't, they'd be waving it in our face. I won't ruin Jesse's thunder, so I'm going to start off by the Seattle mayor. So if you remember correctly, she's the one that let them take over part of the city, and she called it the Summer of Love. Well, it's not so lovely anymore. Seattle can't figure out what they want. That's what happens when the city is run by a wishy-washy Democrat. Jenny Dukin handed her city over to CEO the Chomp for a while, only to find out that the anarchy may not actually be the way that she wants to lead the city. Now, as Seattle City Council decides that they want to slash the city's police department's budget in half, she wants to fight. Dukin has actually teamed up with the police chief as a way to fight back. How times have changed. It just takes some violent rioting and murders to wake up the Democratic mayor to the reality that police really do have a positive impact. I saw a small video clip of her, and the cars are riddled with bullets, windshields, headlights, doors. It's just lawlessness. Seattle's murder rate has gone up 400%. Now that is ridiculous. The Seattle City Council has big plans. They'd like to cut as many 100 officers. Dukin, though, doesn't believe this is the way to go. She knows that it took each and every officer in the city to clear out CHOP. Getting rid of the many police officers through attrition and layoffs would be detrimental. Crime rates would even spike more. With all the civil unrest happening in the country, crime is at an uptick. And it's so having the unnecessary police officers on the street will help to control the crime. But the Seattle City Council has different plans. Again, she set the stage. So now what do you do? Seattle isn't alone. There's about 10 other major cities in the country having terrible debates about such things. Many wanted to fund the police, and of course these cities are run by Dems who don't know what they want. I won't read the whole article. I'll go without saying. Last week alone, in the city of Chicago, 77 people were shot, and 11 so far have died, including a female police officer that was gunned down 14 seconds after she initiated a traffic stop against two dirtbag brothers, and one shot her in the face and killed her. Now, why don't we have a monument like we do for Felony Floyd for that female police officer that was killed? The first officer killed in Chicago since the 80s, and this was under that crazy mayor, Lightfoot. So, with that being said, Mr. Jesse, I'll pass it back to you. KG4ZX Tennessee, KAHJONY.
Hey, very good there, Bob. And, yes, 4 or 5%. If that ain't enough to get your attention, I don't know what will, because we need to start reacting to what's going on around us, ladies and gentlemen, and stay on top of the game, because it could be coming to a city near you. Before you know it, it's there. So everybody needs to stay on their toes. Thank you, Bob. KAJLY, Mr. Bob. And let's see, NQATT, Miss Laura is in monitoring mode tonight. That's NQIRJ, lovely wife, Miss Laura. Mr. Marty's net manager, of course, which I'm sure he's listening also. Good evening, guys. All right, Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-Ray. Mr. Dave, out of beautiful Tennessee, you have the deck, sir, so come on in. What do you got for us?
On themselves to see fit to land 8-10 Warthogs on roadway and 2146 aircraft. They carry approximately 30 people, from my understanding, and the information that I can find out about them. And the way I read it, it was to control Trump supporters if the need would arise. Okay?
Involved in this in some way, whether they're going to start defending the people or working with these tires. So everybody needs to stay on top of it. Thank you, Mr. Dave. Hey, clear with KC4RX, and let's go down to KO4 MWG, Mr. Don, in Greensboro, North Carolina. Take it away, sir.
Jesse James. Evening, everyone. Everyone's doing well tonight. Yeah, I'm down here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Beautiful weather down here. It looks gracious. Must be 85 degrees. Just clear skies. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Got a lot of blue skies here. So, just want to say hello to everybody on this tonight. So, I hope you have all a good night and a better day tomorrow.
Thank you.
And for MWG.
Hi, thank you there, Mr. John, and I appreciate you coming by tonight, sir, and always a pleasure. Come back whenever you can. Saturday night, we're also here, so don't be a stranger. Hi, KO4MWG, Mr. John, out of North Carolina, clear with you. KK4 Echo Sierra Station, I didn't ever get a reply, so I'm going to jot him over here as a no-show on the return. So it goes down to KO4GST, so Mr. Rob, good evening out of beautiful South Carolina. Come on in, folks.
Thank you, KD4ZXC, this is KO4TST. I got this whole story of the Oregon Governor, John Phil, suspending math reading proficiency requirements for high school graduates. Governor Kate Brown, the Oregon Democrat, signed a bill last month with little fanfare that dropped the requirement that high school students prove proficiency in reading, math, or writing before graduation. Our report said the Oregonian reported that the governor has seemed to avoid discussing the Senate Bill 744. Our move to sign the bill was not public until recently because our office did not hold a signing ceremony or issue press release. The paper also pointed that the bill was first signed on July 14th, but not added into the state database until July 29th due to a glitch in the system. Brown's office did not immediately respond to an after-hours email from Fox News. In June, state lawmakers voted to approve the bill that suspended requirements for students for 3 years, KATU reported. Foundation for a Better Oregon said in a statement at the time that the bill is intended to truly infect every student that needs to thrive in the 21st century. Supporters of the bill insist that considering math reading and essential skills has been unfair to us for students who do not test well. The report said the requirements were first suspended at the start of the pandemic. The KATU report pointed out that Republicans have come out against the bill and claimed that it lowered expectations for our kids, but there was some bipartisan support. Charles Bull, Deputy Communications Director for Brown's office, told the paper in an email that the staff in the governor's office informed legislative staffers about the bill signing on the day it was passed. He also said that the new standards for the graduation will help benefit the state's Black, Latino, and Latinx, Indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, tribal, and students of color. The paper reported that the bill could stay in effect for 5 years until new requirements. The paper's editorial staff urged Brown to veto the bill back in June. Oregon schools were among the last in the country to reopen to in-person instruction during the pandemic. An editorial read. Our legislators should be focused on how to help students regain the ground that they've lost after a year and a half of distance learning and hybrid instruction, not on lowering our standards. And you know what? They're right. Our standards are already low enough. We need to get them back. And this ain't just for that. It's also for all those immigrants that are busting in there and giving them a free pass so they won't have to try hard or try hard. So it'll be easier for them to replace us. We need to keep an eye on stuff like this everywhere. KO4 GST.
And 4.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Rob, and appreciate you being here tonight as well. KR4GST. All right, let's move down the list, ladies and gentlemen, and see who's next on it. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. If you're in monitoring mode tonight, Larry, at least let us know you're still with us. I think Mr. Larry is monitoring. He just got his hands full, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mr. Bill, it's going down to you. You're on the bottom of the list, so what you got there? So KL4FE, come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay. Jesse, it never stops. Oh, God, yeah, I saw that article about the school bill in Oregon. I guess they dropped the requirement for kids to be proficient in math, English, and science. I don't know. You know what? These liberal states, what the hell are you going to do? I mean, look at California. It's a total mess. Them out there with their green energy and their forest fires and their blackouts. You know, I'm to the point now where I don't care what happens in these liberal states. Let them destroy themselves. You know, it's, I think it was, there was a statement that I think it was attributed to Napoleon Bonaparte. He said, when an enemy's making a mistake, don't interfere. And when these people are doing things, stupid things, just let them do it. They're only harming themselves. So anyway, here's some news. Daily Mail. The number of white people in the U.S. has declined for the first time in history while Hispanic and Asian populations grew, according to the census report. For the first time in U.S. history, and I'm sure the left is jumping for joy, the number of white people in the nation is expected to show a decline when racial breakdowns of the 2020 census are reported this week. The data set to be released on August 12th will reveal just how much the ethnic and racial makeup of the nation has shifted over the past decade, according to preliminary data seen by the Washington Post. 20 years ago, if you told people this was going to be the case, they wouldn't have believed you, said William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institute. The country is changing dramatically. Well, yeah, when you open the borders and allow the third world to pour in, yeah, the demographics are going to change. It says for 5 years now, updates from the U.S. Census Bureau have estimated that the white population was shrinking and that all population growth has been from minorities, the Post reports. White people accounted for about 60% of the population in 2019, but Fry said that the opioid epidemic and the lower than anticipated birth rates among millennials after the Great Recession has accelerated the white population's decline. Yeah, that opioid epidemic, that's part of their genocide program. That's why they don't give a damn about stopping the fentanyl and the other opioid deaths, because it's primarily killing white people, and that just thrills the left. Anyway, continuing, the largest and most steady gains were seen among Hispanics, who have doubled their share of the population over the last 30 years to almost 20%. They are believed to be responsible for half the nation's growth since 2011. The black population stayed steady at around 12.5%, and the Asian population is expected to be 6%, about double what it was in the 1990. For the first time ever, the portion of white people living in the U.S. could dip below 60%, while the majority of the under 18 population is likely to be made up of people of color. Fry added that the white population will continue to dip below 50% in 2045, and the Hispanic and Asian population will continue to rise. There will no longer be a racial majority in the country by then. The new data also revealed a continuing diversification of the suburbs, which was once predominantly white. Fry said there are now more minorities living in the suburbs than in the cities. Some civil rights advocates worry that there continues to be an undercount in the number of people of color who have been historically not been counted accurately by the Census Bureau. Mark Morial, president and chief executive of the National Urban League, said that the Hispanics living in the U.S. may have avoided the census following President Donald Trump's immigration policies and failed the mandate to include a citizenship question in the 2020 census. Well, anyway, keeps going, and it's no good for white people, that's all I'll tell you. And all this talk about all these side issues, people like me have been talking about this demographic problem for 30 years, the immigration, and for various reasons, the right wing has been preoccupied with all kinds of things, all the way from black helicopters to FEMA concentration camps and Chinese troop buildups in Mexico and all kinds of other nonsense that really doesn't, and probably a lot of it's not even true, but yet they stay preoccupied with that and avoid the most obvious issue, which is demographics. Because when you look at the conservative voting bloc, it's almost all white, and by diminishing the white population as a percentage, and now even in raw numbers, the conservatives are losing ground. The liberals know this. That's why they keep the borders open, and eventually it'll get to the point to where, I don't know if we get 5% more of the black vote or a few percent more of the Hispanic vote. It's not going to make any difference. The Democrats are going to have a lock on everything, and then at that point, nothing matters. So, anyway, here's now there are a few people, surprisingly, that are taking notice of this. It says, this is KO4FE, this is off of VDARE. It says, Senator Wendy Rogers, Newt Gingrich, noticed the great replacement. And if you don't know what the great replacement is, that's the program to replace the white population with the third world. And anyway, it says, leftists freak out. Or freak out, only Democrats can do that. Well, anyway, it says the so-called marketplace of ideas of classical liberal imagination has been replaced by something close to a ideological ration system, and nowhere is this truer than on the issues of race and immigration. Approved persons are allowed to have opinions, others are not, despite citing the same set of facts. This has long been true for the war on Christmas, and now it's true for the Great Replacement. The question, can what passes for the American right build an effective response now that at least some of their leaders are beginning to see what's happening? Recently, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers made the obvious point that mass immigration is about replacing the existing American population. She put out a tweet that said, "We are being replaced and invaded." Of course, this led to regime media hysteria and demands for apologies. There was no pretense at debate. The argument from corporate journalism was simply that you can't notice this or else you want to kill people. And so anyway, it says the use of gross, White Hague liberal, said the language is the same as those who promote the great replacement theory. That idea among white supremacists holds that white Americans are being replaced by immigrants. Well, I just read an article from Straits of the Census that proves that's true. Then another liberal said, after linking to an article about immigration on Twitter, Rogers then posted, "We are being replaced and invaded." The language of that tweet bears a striking similarity to a racist conspiracy known as Great Replacement Theory. And then it goes on, said Wendy Rogers sounds the alarm to white supremacists. This is gross even for her. The use of gross to describe an opinion shows that the disgust reaction may not actually be stronger among conservatives as some research has claimed. Liberals simply associate it with different things. The case against the state senator was not that she was factually wrong. It was simply that the point sounded something like what other people said. For example, local Jewish community leaders supposedly shut down the theory, not by disputing it, but by claiming it as anti-Semitic and could lead to violence. Well, I don't know what's anti-Semitic about it. I guess that's their knee-jerk response to anything they don't like. But anyway, it said, yet the state senator hadn't said anything about Jews, let alone violence. The Anti-Defamation League made sure to get an attack out on Senator Rogers. Of course, as Tucker Carlson pointed out back in April, the ADL itself argues that it is, quote, unrealistic and unacceptable to expect Israel to voluntarily subvert its own sovereign existence and nationalist identity and become a vulnerable minority within what was once its own territory. So whatever, what the ADL supports for Israel, they oppose for white people in America. Says the ADL is just mind-bogglingly hypocritical when it comes to its host country, the USA. And if merely talking about demographic issues leads to so-called violence, then the moral guilt of every crime that's been arguably incited against whites should be on the conscience of the journalists, NGOs, and politicians who have been stoking anti-white hate. Of course, the great replacement concept itself has been repeatedly invoked by leftists when cheering on the process. The latest example, Senator Dick Durbin did it last month. He said, quote, the demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party. The new voters in this country are moving away from them, away from Donald Trump, away from their party creed that they preach. Of the great replacement are not even in dispute. It's just a question of whether you think that the demographic and thus political transformation is a good thing or a bad thing. Michael Anton has termed this the celebration parallax, the left denial that something is happening until it is too late, at which point it is defended as something that was morally necessary. The same sort of political sleight of hand occurred in the 1965 Immigration Act, arguably the most important piece of legislation ever passed in American society. It was pushed through amid promises that it wasn't a big deal. Specifically, Senator Durbin was talking about demographics while speaking against rules that could secure clean elections, arguing that new voters would doom the Republican Party. He wants to make sure those voting requirements are as lenient as possible so that those so-called new voters can be shoved into the polling booth or at least mail in the ballot. the word choice of new voters is significant. Senator Durbin is fully aware that demographic transformation is a policy choice driven by political considerations, as V-Dare editor Peter Brimlow showed decades ago. It's the Republican leadership who remain clueless about its consequences. However, that may not be true of the Republican base. Consider Newt Gingrich. Gingrich is responsible for many of our current problems, including the survival of affirmative action and mass immigration, both ignored in his celebrated contract with America. At worst, Newt worked with the left to protect multiculturalism. At best, he failed to act when America still could have been saved without drastic change. Nonetheless, Newt Gingrich today needs to retain a certain amount of credibility with the Republican base, if only so he'll remain relevant, worth booking on television. Thus, even if he's being entirely cynical, just wants to keep the Fox News crowd on board, it's significant that he recently said, quote, "The American left would love to drown traditional classic Americans with as many people as they can who know nothing of American history, nothing of American traditions, nothing of the rule of law. When you go and look at the radical left, this is their ideal model. It's to get rid of the rest of us because we believe in George Washington or we believe in the Constitution." Naturally, the same smears used against Senator Wendy Rogers were immediately mobilized for Newt. And then it goes on to give one liberal says, "Newt Gingrich goes full replacement theory on Fox." Then another one, "Republican spreads conspiracy theory on Fox about immigrants replacing us. As the left reverts to magical thinking, we can expect more of this kind of reaction. It's as if they think the great replacement is an occult phrase that might unleash dark powers. And perhaps there might be something to that if Americans notice what is being done to them through immigration policy, they may want their leaders to do something about it. Remember, the left is pushing critical race theory. It is explicitly trying to dispossess what Newt calls traditional classic Americans, who we would simply call the historic American nation. Indeed, the left is essentially a coalition of people who hate whites as such, not just the American nation state. It's hard to determine what modern progressivism is other than just hating white people. Why would you import illegals during a pandemic unless your hatred for the existing population superseded all other concerns? Why would you ignore rising crime that mostly victimized blacks unless you were fully committed to just hurting whites by any way possible? Why would you deliberately dumb down education, ignore the environmental impacts of immigration, or pick fights overseas that aren't tied to any existing American national interest? The great replacement isn't a conspiracy theory, but a fact. It's recognized as such by friends and foes alike. The only thing that matters is whether you think it is good or not. And if you have misgivings about being reduced to a hated minority and the only country we have, the left's only answer is repression. After all, hurting you is the real reason for supporting mass immigration in the first place." So anyway, that was James Kirkpatrick on V-Dare. I think he hits the nail on the head. And if the Republicans want to have any hope for the future, they're going to have to wake up, get a spine, and start doing something, or they're not going to have any voters. And they're not going to be a relevant party at all. It's going to be one party ruled by the demon rats from here on out. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Fine piece of information, and it's downright crazy lunacy. This government everything in your power to build it. The American people and replace us with these immigrants, and that is their great reset. So you hit on the money. Hey, very good. Thank you, Bill. Moving to the top of the list, I want to make sure we take calls for a late check-in. So anyone else on the Wednesday night living in that would like to check in, please call now.
Alpha Bravo 4, Charlie Juliet, down here close to Selma, Alabama.
Okay, Alpha Bravo 4, give me the real estate call.
Charlie Juliet.
Okay, and the name and location again?
Name is Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, and down here close to Selma, Alabama.
Okay, roger, roger, Cyrus. Thank you for dropping in tonight. We're at the bottom of the list, so would you like to make a comment?
Well, I will. The young fellow just informed me they pretty well said it all. I consider listening all night, and I'm not making a smart aleck comment either. I really couldn't. You know, me and him seem to think along the same path there. This comment that I've been on the lake every now and then, and a lot of people get angry about it, but, you know, my thought is that you see what those people have done with their own country. Now, you know, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, China even, you know, a lot of those countries over there have done very well with their country, and, but at the same time, though, you know, there's other countries that I won't name them, but, we know which ones I'm thinking about. You know, they basically have destroyed their country, and you know, it's not fit for a dog to live in. And my way of thinking is if they did that in their own country, what do you think you're going to do in our country? But anyway, I'm a hater, and I tend to think, you know, hateful thoughts and all that stuff, but dang, you know, I'd kind of like for this place here to be good for my grandchildren to grow up. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all take it back to the number one man here. I'm going to listen some more. This is Alpha Bravo 4, Charlie Juliet.
Hey, well, thank you there, Cyrus, and yes, sir, you have to remember who's in charge of this big ball here, and the universe and everything that goes along with it. So, hey, God bless you, Cyrus. Thank you for the input. Hey, anyone else for the Western Night Living Net before we go to the top, please come out.
Hey, Dean Zill, okay.
Hey, RKD0, RSA, Mr. Mo, good evening.
Good evening, Jesse.
So how's Mr. Mo?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Well, I got to report is I heard that Texas sold several hundred acres to China to put up those windmill things, the wind chargers.
I didn't know that Texas owned any land. I thought the people in Texas owned the land. Over. Yes, sir. Yeah, I was surprised and shocked to hear that China owned land in Texas by a Chinese billionaire. Wait a minute. He's a general, and he's still in their military. So what do you think of that, Mo?
I missed that earlier.
Oh, he's the Chinese general there, Mo. The guy who bought the land for the wind farm.
Chinese general?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, I don't know what we can do about it. In Nebraska, we got what they call, at least I thought we do, 300 mil. That stops all the foreign people buying land in Nebraska. But I think got people bought off in Nebraska buying them for them, and then it's kind of a trust or a have nothing else to add at the moment anyway. And I'm having trouble hearing due to lightning strike. KG0SA, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse, over.
Okay, roger, roger, Mo. Thank you for being there, and we'll get back to round two. KG0RFA, Mr. Mo, out of beautiful Nebraska, flea reducer. All right, moving back to the top of the list, KK4WX, Mr. Russ, has came and gone. He's the one who opened the net up pretty much tonight with his comment. And, okay, it goes to Mr. Bob. So, KH2Y. What do you got for round two, sir?
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee, KJY. Good evening to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. It's always good to hear you, Mr. Mo. Let's see, I've got something from Breitbart on the same topic that I brought up the first time. Only this time, it's Portland Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler. Amazing, simply amazing. When the shootings hit downtown, only then does Mayor Psychopath say enough. Shootings in inner cities, no problem. But start shooting up downtown and Wheeler turns into Dirty Harry. More proof Democrats are still the racists they were when they fought the Civil War to hold on to their slaves. Remember, the KKK was founded by the Democratic Party. And this article also says, formed the KKK, created Jim Crow, and aggressively sought to block the civil rights legislation. That's the Democratic Party. But you don't hear Sippy Cup Joe telling the truth, that slime ball. The article continues. After more than a year of allowing the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to destroy the city, after more than a year of emboldening criminals with anti-cop smears, after more than a year of releasing suspected criminals without bail and without charging them at all, after more than a year of attempting to defund the police and demoralizing the police and losing 125 active duty officers in Portland, Wheeler has finally seen the light. How many people had to die before his psychopath came to the census? How many had to lose their businesses and livelihoods before this psychopath finally woke up? How much longer will Portland woke cards continue to elect Democratic sociopaths who do nothing as their city burns and people die? Gee, it only took a shitload of shootings, Portland's black population dying at historic rates, the feckless mayor himself suffering an assault, is an accident, he got assaulted himself, and a god-awful mass shooting over the weekend to wake this psychopath mayor up. 11 shooting incidents resulting in 13 people injured or killed, and that was in the span of 38 hours in Portland. Let's see, it's a quote here, and so I will fight for additional resources for the police bureau. I will fight for more police officers, and I will fight for more tools and whatever support the police bureau needs to do its job. The mayor finally announced after a year of chaos, riots, murders, and deaths. All of it predictable the moment his, let me go to the next page, the moment he would commit more or less crime. If you empty prison, there's going to be more crime due to the larger criminal population. People do not want to live this way, nor even woke cards. So woke cardity will always fail, and too many innocent people will die and get hurt in the process until sociopaths like Wheeler are forced to admit they were wrong about absolutely everything. And Bill made a comment. So don't tell the enemy they're screwing up. Unfortunately, a lot of innocent people, good white people, good black people, that got caught in the crossfire of another woke city, another crappy area, good old Portland, they finally realized, law and order is definitely better than chaos, rioting, and burning our city down. Back to you, Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee, KAHJOY.
Alright, very good. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your input, and you're right. When they burned down the cities and they
claim it's peaceful curve testing. Amazing. I thank you, sir. And clear with KAJOY. And let's see, next on the list is Miss Laura N2JTT, which is in monitoring mode. And thank you for being there, Miss Laura. And let's see, KC4, Romeo X-ray is next on the list. So, Mr. Dave out of Tennessee, you still with us, sir? Okay, KC4 Romeo X-ray, Mr. Dave out of Tennessee. Are you still with us, sir, or did you sign? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. Dave. So, moving down the list, KO4 Mike Whiskey Golf. Mr. Don out of North Carolina. Come on in, see if you're still with us, sir. Okay, I hear nothing from Mr. Dunn. Once again, KO4 Mike Whiskey Golf. Thanks for being there tonight as well. Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Maritango. Oh, it goes down to you, so you can take it away, mister. I'll take KG4 JXN to Wednesday night living it. Take it away, sir.
KG4 ZXC, this is KO4 ZXC on the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and I got a little story here about Ted Nugent. He was on Tucker Carlson not too long ago, and this is a story about that, and it says, Ted Nugent slams wannabe tyrants on Tucker Carlson today. We don't need the king's permission in America. American rock star Ted Nugent won't let any government keep him or his guns in a stranglehold. The rock legend joined Tucker Carlson in the newest episode of Fox Nation's Tucker Carlson Today to talk about defending his natural-born rights as an American. I was born with the right to keep and bear arms. I was born with the right to speak up. I was born with the right to privacy, but my government intrusion without just cause. I was born with that, he said. I could come here naked without any constitution, and I know I could say what I want to say. I don't have to get the king's permission for that. King, emperor, tyrant, kiss my ass, he was quoted saying. We are a self-government. We are in charge. We hire people to represent us based on self-evidence and truth. And if you infringe on them, we will fire your ass and don't make us arrest you, he said. Nugent argued that the First and Second Amendments were written to prevent anyone from playing king, and those amendments are valid on every street corner in America. The Second Amendment says any rights here that are not enumerated are up to the state. It's here and enumerated, he stressed. It's written down. I can keep and bear arms in America and every building on every street corner wherever I want. I got it from God. The Founding Fathers just happened to write it down in case somebody wanted to play king. Regarding peacekeeping across the globe, Nugent shared his mantra that the best way to keep the peace is to destroy evil. Here's a little battle cry I believe in. You Pearl Harbor me, I'll Nagasaki you. KO4 GST.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Roberts, and appreciate that article, and it's really good song. Thank you for that. Hi, this is KT4ZXC, clear with KO4GXP, and that was Mr. Rob out of South Carolina. Once again, this is the Community Ignite Liberty Net, and let's see, looking at my list, it goes down to Mr. Larry, if Mr. Larry's available. N4RRQ, you copy us, sir.
Yeah, I'm definitely fine. N4RRQ, let me see if I can bring this up. Anti-vaccine nurse injects 8600 with saline instead of COVID vaccine. You think that nurse knows something different? I would think so. 8600 she injected with saline instead of this vaccine. And, I mean, this lady knows what this crap is. A German nurse is being investigated for a
allegedly injected thousands of people with a placebo instead of the coronavirus vaccine. Based on witness testimony, police investigator Peter Beer said there was a reasonable suspicion that the rogue medical professional had administered shots of saline solution up to 8,600 patients who were slated to receive the COVID jab, Reuters reported. This nurse, let's see, is in Friesland, Germany. She allegedly switched 8,600 coronavirus vaccines for saline, which is harmless, but gave patients a false belief of being protected from the virus. They're not protected anyway with a vaccine. Many, many, many cases became infected with COVID-19 and passed it on to someone else. It's a misnomer that this stuff is any good at all. As a matter of fact, it may possibly kill you. So take long and hard before you take that jab, people. Because I am totally shocked by this episode. Swin Abbasi, the local counselor, said of the alarming switcheroo, which reportedly occurred in March and April. As I know, why the shock blocker reportedly a Red Cross nurse had injected people with blank. However, she had reportedly broadcast anti-vax views on social media, investigators reported. And while the jab was harmless, it may have disproportionately affected elderly people who are at a greater risk of contracting the virus. Well, the virus is treatable with hydrochloroquine and also with ivermectin, probably other stuff too, remdesivir. But those two will definitely, take care of you very cheaply. In order to prevent casualties from the fake shot, authorities are employing thousands of people to get a second jab. Now, people are requiring college students from a lot of different colleges to have that vaccine. Now, this is they're not calling it a vaccine because it hasn't been passed as a vaccine yet. It's just something that they worked up real quick, and they don't know whether it's going to work or not. It's just a shot that they don't have any responsibility for if anything happens to you that second. So, you know, they're not going to be worried about you very much. The District of Friesland will do everything possible to ensure that the affected people receive their vaccination protection as soon as possible. All right. There's a lady trying to do some good, but it looks like that they're going to get these people anyway. Unfortunately, the nurse isn't the first medical professional to express anti-vax views. In June, a Texas hospital suspended 178 employees for 2 weeks without pay for refusing to get the coronavirus. Here they are. They're making these people get it. And the reason is there's something in that vaccine, people, that is required to put you in a state that these people want you to be in, whether it is to pass away in the near future or have autoimmune diseases, whatever it is. There's something in that vaccine, chromosomal changes, quite possibly. It does have chromosomal changes in there. Also a lot of aluminum particles. They go right in your brain. So this is really bad news for anyone that has it. It takes it. I hope everything, you know, you just can't trust the government anymore because, I mean, there's too many crooks out there and too many different people running this country now. You don't know who's running it. And, you know, Biden is the president. By hook or crook, but you don't know who's behind him or anything else involved. you do know, it's the Democrat Party with a lot of the guys that invested in the vaccine, and a lot of the people like George Soros and Bill Gates and those people there are basically running the country right now. Okay, Jesse, KG4ZX3, good job on the net. Thanks for running it. And back to you on the Liberty Net from Larry in Tennessee and for RLK.
All right, very good, Larry, and done good over here tonight. I appreciate you being there. N4RRQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, clear with you. And it goes down the list to KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Round two, what you got for us, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Okay, well, all I can say about this vaccine, I know dozens of people that have had taken the vaccine or whatever you want to call it, and none of them have died. I only know one person that had a reaction to it for one day, and that was a vaccine that they don't give out in the United States. He took it in a foreign country. His wife took the same vaccine. She didn't get any reaction. He was sick for basically like he had a stomach flu for about one day, and that was it. None of the other people I know have had any ill effects. I took it. I haven't had any effects at all. Not even minor effects. So I don't know what the hell to say about it. I do know there's been a number of people who were anti-vaccine that have died in recent weeks. And a couple talk show hosts and some other people. Well, I don't know what the hell. You're going to have to make your own decision on this thing, obviously. I don't know if there's a wrong or a right, because you can die from that damn virus. I don't know anybody personally that died, but I know people that know people. So secondhand deaths I know about. So anyway, just going to have to make your own decision on that. I'm not telling anybody to take it or telling anybody not to take it. Nothing's 100% safe. It's not 100% safe not to take it, because you could get the China virus and die, or at least be sick for a long time, or you might take the vaccine and run the risk of having a reaction. I don't know. Well, anyway, you know, Joe Biden, getting back to this idiot, you know, he was going, he's always, he can't let January 6th die, he has to keep it going. But anyway, here's a headline, it said, worse than the Civil War, leftist threats to American democracy in the Capitol are supported by the mainstream demon rats. In his speech last month on voting rights, President Biden said the assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before, we're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War, the Confederates back then never breached the Capitol as insurrectionists did on January 6th. He had, in fact, said it before. For example, see this in April, he said right-wing erupts after Biden declares January 6th worst attack on democracy since the Civil War. One right-wing website angrily fact-checked the claim as false. Fact-check came from Breitbart, which said that not only wasn't it the worst attack on our democracy, it wasn't even the worst attack on the Capitol. Now he said it again, signing a bill to honor Capitol policemen attacking the rioters, which, as Julie Kelly points out, is is presidential interference in an ongoing criminal investigation, and he's repeating the bit about being the worst ever. So anyway, it says it is, of course, absolutely crazy to call a protest in which some rioters died of either natural causes or police brutality. One police officer had a likely unrelated fatal stroke, and one unarmed woman was killed by police to a civil war that killed an estimated 750,000 Americans. The scale of the Civil War is several orders of magnitude higher. The Battle of Antietam is often cited as the bloodiest day in the history of the American Republic. About 5,400 Americans died there. Both sides were American, and 17,000 were wounded. But most Republicans don't support rioting as a tactic, unlike the left, which had been rioting since Memorial Day of last year, and as far back as I can remember. Attacks on the Capitol include Puerto Rican terrorist attack in 1954, which Timeline.com, writing in 2017, called the most severe assault in the history of the Capitol building since it featured four armed terrorists who wounded several congressmen with gunfire. This was literally insurrectionary, since what they wanted was secession, independence for Puerto Rico. And then in quotes and in brackets, it says America would be better off without Puerto Rico, of course, but maybe try it. Maybe try a referendum instead. But Puerto Rican terrorists received mainstream Democrat support. Carter pardoned the Congress attackers. Bill Clinton, in a move seen as supporting Hillary's run for the Senate from New York in 1999, commuted the sentences of 16 Puerto Rican FALN terrorists convicted of conspiracy and sedition. And finally, just before Trump took office, Obama pardoned FALN mastermind Oscar Lopez Rivera and Hamilton producer and author Lin-Manuel Miranda cheered in a tweet. No one was apparently asked him to take it down. She said, sobbing with gratitude here in London, Oscar Lopez Rivera is coming home. Thank you, POTUS. That's what she posted after Obama pardoned the terrorists. Another famous attack on the Capitol was an actual bombing by the Weather Underground in 1971. The Weather Underground weren't very good bombers, although they did kill some people and start such much worse riots, but they were pretty insurrectionary. They were trying to make the U.S. lose a war with the communists in Southeast Asia. They also got mainstream Democrat support, as Michelle Malkin wrote recently. She said, meanwhile, actual convicted domestic terrorists like Black Liberation Army assassin Assata Shakur, Weather Underground killers Kathy Boudin and David Gilbert, and May 19th communist organizer Susan Rosenberg, a left-wing weapons supplier and insurrectionist pardoned by Bill Clinton, and now a board member of the umbrella group overseeing Black Lives Matter, are deified by the media, Hollywood, and academia. BLM's Susan Rosenberg isn't the only Weather Underground terrorist enjoying mainstream Democratic support. Bill Ayers and wife Bernadine Dorn were famously pals with Obama. The son of terrorist murderess Kathy Boudin above is pro-criminal San Francisco D.A. Chesa Boudin. These people are the Democrat Party. Finally, in insurrectionary attacks on Congress, there was James Hodgkinson's attempted mass murder of the congressional Republicans, which seriously wounded Steve Scalise. Pat Buchanan described it in 2018, he said last June, the uglier side of leftist politics turned lethal. James Hodgkinson, 66-year-old volunteer in Bernie Sanders' campaign, opened fire on GOP congressmen practicing for their annual baseball game with the Democrats. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was wounded and almost mortally. Had it not been for Scalise's security detail, Hodgkinson may have carried out a mass atrocity, and the cultural atmosphere is becoming toxic. Ann Coulter's headline for her report on this attempted mass murder was, quote, "The resistance goes live fire," unquote. Violence against Trump supporters was receiving mainstream Democrat and MSM support when he was running for office in 2016 and at the 2017 inaugural riots and at all times since. The only difference between Hodgkinson and most Antifa is that he was using a gun instead of rocks and clubs. But it's all part of an insurrection designed to thwart the will of the American people as expressed by the 2016 vote for Trump, and it went on for four straight goddamn years before January 6th. So there you go. The Democrats, they openly support terrorists. People who actually kill people. People that bombed the Capitol. All kinds of, you know, and I remember back in the 70s and early 80s when the left was going nuts, there was literally hundreds of bombings from the left and communist groups, the Weather Underground, all kinds of various groups, hundreds of bombings, numerous murders and deaths, buildings destroyed. And the Democrats, they treat these people like they are heroes, even to this day, and pardon them. They get presidential pardons, they get professor jobs, jobs on left-wing foundations, and then they have the nerve to whine and complain about January 6th, where as far as I know, the people there didn't kill anybody or didn't blow anything up. Mostly, it was mostly peaceful, as the Democrats like to say. So anyway, and it was literally mostly peaceful. Nothing got damaged, very little, a few bike racks, a couple signs, a couple windows. That's nothing compared to what the left has been doing in this country for 50 years. So anyway, back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bill. And, but you gotta remember, they're peaceful people. We should overlook them putting together a crock pot or whatever, a pressure cooker, that's what it is. Yeah, we need to make sure that we all handle our personal pressure cookers so there's no hard feelings. It's definitely chaos out there, and it's only perpetuating more. And you know why? Because we let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Should have had a Bastille Day way before now. All right, let's see, moving down the list. Thank you, Bill, KO4FE. Thank you, sir. AB4, Charlie Juliet, Mr. Cyrus, come on in if you're still with us, sir.
I'm still here. By the way, just for curiosity, my ALC is going way over to the side there. Am I pushing it a little bit too hard?
No, sir. It sounds fine to me. No problem at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm gonna get right to the point, I guess. I drove all over the U.S. and Canada, and I was probably engaging in things that were probably not the healthiest lifestyle in the world. And this was starting in about 1990 and continuing on until about 2011. And all during that time, somebody has clued me into something called oil of oregano. Oil of oregano, let me tell you, that stuff, it does taste terrible. I don't think there's anything worse in the world that tastes worse less than oil of oregano, especially if you get it in a higher concentration. But anyway, I took oil of oregano pretty regularly whenever I was driving a truck. And I can honestly say that going out there and meeting people and putting my hands on doorknobs and putting my hands on the various and sundry things, the flushers in the toilets and one thing and another, the doorknob at the toilet. But the thing is, I hardly ever got sick. And you would think that, I was getting a little older. I didn't start driving a truck until I was almost 40. And here I am 65 now. But anyway, long story short, I took oil of oregano. And then later on, I branched out. And I started taking B vitamins. There's a thing that you can get at Walmart. It's called a B100. It's a high concentration of all the B vitamins. And of course, you can get C vitamins. Get the highest potency C vitamins that you can get hold of. Eat a lot of citrus fruit, oranges and lemons and one thing, grapefruit. But there's a thing that I really truly believe in. It's called tonic water. And you would think, tonic water, it makes a drink, okay. But the thing is, tonic water contains quinine. And especially, there's a certain brand that you can get at Walmart. It's called Fever Tree. Comes in a little package, it's got four bottles. And the bottles are a little bit smaller than regular drink bottles. I think they're maybe 8 ounces or something like that. No. But what I'm getting is the Fever Tree brand of quinine tonic water. It has natural quinine in it. And I honestly, quinine is God's own version of hydroxychloroquine. And I believe in it. And also, I went down to the local getting place. I don't want to... You can probably figure out where you get it at. I mean, it's a thing that you get on a farm. So I went to a farm supply house, and I got me a bottle of ivermectin, the four-ohm type. It's a kind of a blue liquid color, a clear blue liquid. And I pour just a few drops on me, and I rub it in. And I'm thinking, you do not want to pour much of this on, because it's highly concentrated. But you pour a few drops of ivermectin. I put it on my leg or on the back of my arm, somewhere where the skin is thin. And anyway, to make a long story short, B100, C, D3 vitamins, tonic water, ivermectin, and oil of oregano. I've been taking that stuff since the beginning of this so-called pandemic. And I haven't been sick at all. I mean, I haven't had a cough. Well, I mean, I did have a cough, but every now and then I enjoyed a cigar. I mean, so of course I'm gonna cough, but I did it to myself. But the point is, though, I don't go around taking any special precautions or anything like that. I'm 65. I got high blood pressure, and I'm a couch potato. The thing I'm getting at is if you want to go ahead and get the shot, hey, more power to you. But I am one of those conspiracy theory people that believe that at some point there's going to be a version of this coronavirus that is going to work with the vaccination. And if you get the vaccination plus the new version, the death rate is going to be close to 100%. I truly believe that. There was a book that came out in the 1990s called Serpent's Walk. It was a fictional book, of course, called Serpent's Walk. But, the book was all about people who wanted to kill off about 9/10 of the world's population. And they did it using a coronavirus and... of course, it was modified, and a combination of the vaccine and a new version, a new variant of the virus. Between the vaccine and the virus, it killed everybody that it touched. So, I mean, just be careful. And God bless, and the good Lord be with you. Thank you for the opportunity to spread this out a little bit and maybe it'll be of some value. AB4CJ.
Hey, very good there, Cyrus. I appreciate that information. Yeah, I was jotting it down as you speak, a little bit of tonnage water for the other chloroquine. Yeah, low doses, but yeah, it can get the job done, so very good. And thank you for you being here tonight. Hey, let's move down to Mr. Mo out of beautiful Nebraska. KG0RSA, come on in, Mo.
KG0RSA, Mo here in Nebraska. Well, I don't have nothing else to add, that's for sure.
Thank you again for being there. And after a certain amount, you get burned out on so much out here with this information overload that we have here. And no, I didn't mean to steal that from Sean Handy by any means. Hey, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and it's looking like, what time is it? It is 23:30. So going back to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to add one article of the night myself before I hand it over to Mr. Bob. And it's got to do with the 52 senators in Texas that went AWOL. So this is an update from Texas House Speakers that signed 52 warrants for the arrest of AWOL Democrat flea baggers. So, so something actually got done, ladies and gentlemen. He's actually, Governor Abbott's doing something finally, and I'm very pleased to hear about it. Now I just want to see action. Earlier today, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the AWOL House Democrat flea baggers can indeed be arrested. State District Judge Brad that's Google service, ladies and gentlemen, trying to take over my phone. I will not let it, just for the record. Well, anyway, the state judge, Brad Utilia, a Democrat, signed an order Sunday night temporarily blocking the arrest of the AWOL Texas Democrat lawmakers who fled the state, blocked the GOP voting bill. This afternoon, the Texas House Speaker Dave Feline signed 52 civil arrest warrants for absentee Democrats. The warrant will be delivered to the House Sergeant at Arms tomorrow morning, and the warrant commands the sergeant to take the absent Democrats into custody and deliver them to the House. So there you have it. Maybe something good will actually come from all this chaos. That's the only way we're going to get anywhere with these Democrats is to fight back and take our dang country back, ladies and gentlemen. This is KG4ZXC out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and we're taking it back to the top. So, KHJLY, what do you got for the 73 round, sir?
Roger, roger, Mr. Jesse. Well, I want to say hi to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. I cannot express to you, it was a pleasure to come up with that part to get you on air. I really enjoy doing that. So I am so thankful that it's still working okay, and that you're enjoying being on the amateur radio band. I also want to say about the oil of oregano. My wife is one of those holistic people, and she has me taking oil of oregano in a capsule. I tried taking it as a like an eyedropper, and it's a miserable tasting liquid. So I take it as a capsule, zinc, probiotics, prebiotics, and two, three, six, and nine for heart. So big into holistic, and I, knock on wood, have been well. I've been exposed to COVID twice. In fact, one of them was a woman that was sick with COVID. She gave me a kiss on the lips for my birthday, and 2 days later, she was as sick as a dog. And thank you, Jesus, I had nothing. So I'm thankful for that. And Mr. Bill, I am truly thankful that you had no reaction. That is a wonderful thing. I unfortunately did lose a good friend who did both Pfizer shots. He got COVID-19 and passed. He was a U.S. Coastie. But thank you that you have been well, and those that have taken it. I did hear an interesting thing on our talk radio here today. Somebody called up and said, isn't it amazing that the Democrats are pushing to watch our mileage? They want to charge you for the amount of miles you drive in this new $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which only 10% is infrastructure. The rest of it is just pork to screw us. And at the same time, we are having a problem getting the chips, the computer chip for the body control module for motor vehicles that are in production. Now, the body control module is what keeps track of your engine and your dashboard and your speedometer. Isn't that a unique thought? Are these chips going to have this information to keep track of what we drive? So we might not want to buy new vehicles for a while. I don't know, I'm just saying. You have to wonder what is going on in the back door. You just do. I'm going to read a quick article from Newsmax. President Joe Biden's administration is raising their alarm at home and abroad after rising energy prices are slowing the nation's recovery from the pandemic. That affects the Democrats and the Republicans at the gas pump. National Secretary Advisor Jack Sullivan on Wednesday called on the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, to move faster to restore global supply of petroleum to pre-pandemic levels as the White House asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the domestic gasoline market for any anti-competitive behavior that could be increasing prices. One of the reasons the prices are increased is he shut down the pipeline. So there's more control over our energy. Quote, higher gasoline costs, if left unchecked, rise risk harming the ongoing global recovery, unquote, Sullivan said in a statement. He said the administration was pressuring OPEC and producers allied with the cartel, both in public and private, to more swiftly undo the production cuts put on in place at the start of the pandemic. We didn't have this problem a year ago. The price of gasoline is over $1 a gallon more than a year ago, and 0.9% monthly increase, a substantial 5.4% increase over 1 year ago. The Democrats and the Republicans are realizing this guy is a bumbling fool. The libtards definitely want that control over your life, and it makes me concerned. They want to control how many miles you drive a year. Bullshit. This is America. This has got to stop. So, with that being said, Jesse, thank you. I want to just remind you at the end, that gentleman that wrote me that letter that said before we close to ask for any final thoughts, and you do that anyhow. We both do, but I just wanted to throw that out. Say thank you to Mr. Paul for the recording. And with that, I'll give it back to you. KG4, DX,
and the CKJY. Okay, thank you, Bob. KHJOY out of beautiful Ohio, Clear and Mr. Bob. All right, next on the list is N2JTTF, Miss Laura, which is in marching mode. Thank you once again, Miss Laura. And say hello to the net manager also, if you're monitoring. All right,
Mr. Dave, out of Tennessee, Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-ray, you next on the list for the 72 round. What is your final thought, sir? Mr. Dave, I forgot. I crossed him out. He took off earlier, so I do apologize. Well, anyway, it was good to hear Mr. Dave in here. That was Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-ray. KO4MWG, Mr. Don, out of North Carolina. What you got for to sum it up tonight, sir? Okay, hearing nothing from Mr. Don, I appreciate you being here also tonight, sir. If you're still monitoring, please come back again. That's KO4 Mike Whiskey Golf, Mr. Don out of North Carolina. And it goes to Mr. Rob, KO4 GST out of South Carolina. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, KG4ZXC. This is KO4GST on the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and I just want to say I appreciate everybody's comments tonight, and hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and God bless, and 73s to everybody.
Hey, 73s, Rob, and appreciate you being here tonight. Very good. Appreciate that. That's KO4GST out of South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. That's Mr. Rob. All right, moving down the list, Mr. Larry, N4, RONQ. Take it away if you're still with us, Larry.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say a couple things about the shot. It wants to be mentioned. I know some people that's taken it and have died within 3 days. I know some people that's taken it and died within 3 months. I know Victor Mizek, the gentleman that started this net, had the shot a few times before then when he went downhill after that. I heard on the Liberty Net here myself from the person that brought it there, Marty, brought it up, that he thought, you know, could have had something to do with it, most likely. So just because I hope everything's fine with everyone that's taken it, but I'm telling you, these Democrats are ruthless. They're liable to do anything and put anything in these shots. There is aluminum in it. Just because you're okay now don't mean you're going to be okay tomorrow. You know, these people are ruthless, there's no doubt. There's no, they can do anything. And, you know, of course, cancer, autoimmune, all that stuff, aluminum particles, chromosomal changes, all that stuff is proof to be in there. Talked about by the frontline doctors. Look at Simone Gold. Look at Google her. Google all these others. They tell you, do not take the shot. It's all experimental. It do not have any come back to them at all if anything happens to you. They've got it set up their way, part time, what else is in the shot. Just because those things ought to be enough to start telling what else is in there. Bill Gates does have money in it, and he in the vaccine experimental now, and who knows what all is in there from there. So here's another article regarding Texas Governor Abbott. Now, Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis, Abbott's from Texas, DeSantis is from Florida. These guys are top quality Republicans, good conservatives. They're trying to keep some order in their state, keep these illegal aliens out of there. These liberal Democrats are trying to start this mask orders back up. And they're trying to, of course, they've got the, Biden's got the federal jobs. Most of the universities and all require the shot and the mask, mostly the shot. So, I mean, they're definitely shooting through all these people there and
understand, if it's a killer, all these people that are going to school for 4 years, or, you know, it's going to be, show up down the road. So Texas Governor Abbott says those who defy order barring mask mandates will be taken to court. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed on Wednesday to take any school or local government that defies his executive order barring mask mandates to court after he challenged a Dallas mask order. Abbott, along with State Attorney General Ken Paxton, petitioned the Fifth Court of Appeals in an attempt to block a district judge ruling that allowed the state's second largest school district to require masks. Any school district, public university, or local government official that decides to defy GA-38, which prohibits government entities from mandating masks, will be taken to court. The path forward relies on personal responsibility, not government mandates. Earlier in the day, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins ordered that all schools, child care centers, and businesses in the county must require face coverings. After a district judge granted him temporary powers to supersede a previous order by the governor. So, Abbott and Paxton argued the mandate violated the governor's executive order that banned local government from implementing mask regulations despite the recent jump in coronavirus cases. People, what's happened to all the flu and everything else? Anyone that passes away is automatically COVID-19. Yeah. Has anyone noticed that? I mean, this is way, there's nothing else talked about but COVID-19 and the people that don't take the shot are killing other people by President Biden's mouth. It's all ludicrous. And you know something's going on in big time. They're trying to keep you from, it may get where you can't even go to the grocery store or anywhere else. And so, I mean, these people are ruthless in what they're doing. Attempting grabbing judges and mayors have defied executive orders before when the pandemic first started and the courts ruled on our side. The law Paxton said in a statement, I'm confident the outcome to any suits will solve the liberty and individual choice, not mandates and government overreach. Dallas, which serves more than 150,000 students, is not the only Texas city that has said it will enforce mask mandates as children head back into the classroom this fall. The Houston Independent School District, Texas' largest district with over 200,000 students, said it will create a mask mandate pending board approval Thursday. Austin and San Antonio also said they will also defy the governor's order and require facial coverings for students and adults while in the classroom. Abbott lifted Texas' mask mandate in March after cases started to drop during the vaccine rollout. By May, he had issued an executive order barring local officials from establishing future mask requirements. It's the liberal Democrats doing all this. Let this virus go ahead and get what it's going to do over with. And once you have it, you establish an immunity to it, like anything else, and it should be fine. I've had it for a couple of days, and there's no problem. And even if you do have a bad case of it, you got ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. Remember that. Get you some of that. You can go on to Frontline Doctor's website, and they can you can talk to them, and they'll send you some. They'll send you an order for some, so you can get it. I heard people doing that. Austin and Dallas schools implement new mask mandates. They're going over Governor Abbott.
which being the path of life, forms relies on personal responsibility, not government mandates, as it said in a Wednesday statement. The state of Texas will continue to vigorously fight the temporary restraining order to protect the rights and freedoms of all Texans. You know, if we've got a Republican governor here in Tennessee, and I hope he does the same thing for all these mandates these liberals are wanting to pull off. The U.S. has seen an increase in the number of coronavirus cases reported in recent weeks, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting a 34% increase in the daily average of 90,000 new cases confirmed nationwide. Texas has reported a higher vaccination rate than the average national average, with more than 64% of the state having received at least one shot. There's a lot of things happening there. I don't know who these people are. They know what they're getting themselves into. So anyway, I'm not read it on, but after knowing what's in these shots and why they're giving it, and you know you got something to take care of you if you do catch the virus, and it's just like the flu, and I can't tell what these shots, from what I've been reading, this is basically what it comes down to. They created the COVID-19 virus so that they could give the vaccine. And the vaccine is where it's at, people. There's something in that vaccine, and you just wait and see in the future. There'll be something crop up that we'll know, why they're doing all this. So just remember my words. So back to you there, Jesse. KG4ZXC from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net. Back to net.
Okay, very good, Larry. Appreciate that. And I think you're absolutely correct when it comes to what's in this jab on down the road, because it's not a vaccine. Anything they call experimental is not a vaccine. I don't know where they came up with that, but thank you, Mr. Larry. Clear with N4ROQ out of beautiful Tennessee. That's Mr. Larry. All right, Mr. Bill, come on in, KO4FE. You have the 73 round. Come on in and give us what you got. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, are you still with us, sir? Okay, I guess Mr. Bill left the building, so thank you for being there tonight, Bill, if you're still monitoring. Alpha Bravo 4, Charlie Juliet, Mr. Cyrus, you still with us, sir? And you got anything you'd like to add for the evening before we shut the net down?
Well, sir, AP4CJ. There is one other thing I wanted to add, and basically I've said this before. I truly believe that the good Lord is in charge of all of this. A lot of it has been predicted in the Bible. There are two times in the book of Revelation where it talks about one third of mankind getting killed off two times. And so you figure one third gets killed off now, and then one third of what's left gets killed off. That's considerably more than half the population of the earth. And I do believe that the Bible is a very predictable, reliable book. And I realize that some people that don't see it that way, and I respect their beliefs. My brother's like that. Even though I love my brother, I believe this stuff has been predicted. But anyway, there is a doctrine, and before we go tonight, I want people to take a look at this doctrine, if you will, because it makes sense. You know, the whole point of something you believe, whether it's Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny or whatever, you've got to be able to
take a look at it and apply it to the life that you're living right now and see if it makes sense. And there is a denomination of Christianity that is called Christian Identity. Some people call it British Israel. Some people call it Anglo-Israel. Some people call it Aryan Nation. there's a bunch of different names for it. And not all Christian identity people are created equal. Some of them are very Indigo, very pacifistic, I used to say. And there's some people that'll fight you the drop of a hat. So, be careful about which group you look at, or which group you join up with. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the Christian identity, Anglo-Israel doctrine, and do some studying about it, it's all on the internet, it's all available, and do some studying, you'll find out that the stuff that is taught in Anglo-Israel doctrine fits. It fits what's going on in the country. It fits what's going on in the world. It makes sense. This Bible is the story of the white people, and that the white people are the most hated people on the face of the earth, because we were made different in the very beginning. Adam and Eve were not the first people on the earth. They didn't even show up until chapter 2 of Genesis. There were other people that were formed, they were created in chapter 1. Adam and Eve didn't even show up until chapter 2. But, take a look at it with an open mind, and suddenly, whether you're a believer or not, if you look at the Christian identity doctrine, you'll see that that's the only way that the Bible actually makes sense for what's going on in the world right now. So, good Lord willing, that will be of some value to you. I know it turned my life completely around. So, take care of 2-3, stay everybody. AB4DJ.
Hey, well, very good there, Cyrus, and I'm glad that you have made a big difference in your life, because I'm going to tell you, everybody needs to keep God in our thoughts and prayers, because without Him, this great nation would already have fallen, I believe. So,
thank you, sir.
AB4CJ, Cyrus, 73 for now, and I hope to hear you Saturday night. Let's take it down to the bottom of the list. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, for the final round, sir. What would you have to say to us? Give us some words of wisdom.
KD0RSA, well, I don't have any.
Good there, Mo. I appreciate you being here tonight, and there's nights like that where I just don't have the ability to articulate what I'm trying to get at. So, I understand completely. Well, Mr. Mo, you sounded good out here. I got you completely over inside for a change, and so the band is cooperating, and your radio and NAPS is doing a great job. So, hey, I want to say thank you, sir, for being there always, God bless you and your family out there in Nebraska. So, thanks, Mr. Mo.
Tell him to keep his powder dry.
Keep the powder dry.
All right, very good, and we'll definitely take your advice on that by keeping our powder dry. And the other gentleman also said it. All right, it is the bottom of the list, so let's make one last final say. Does anyone have any gripes, moans, groans, complaints, any hurt feeling reports, please call now.
WB9YTA.
Okay, I heard a WB9er station. Give me the rest of your call. Let's see if we can get you pulled out.
Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Over.
Okay, Yankee Papa Alpha, I think is what you just said. Whiskey Bravo 9er, Yankee Papa Alpha. Roger, roger. Okay, name and location.
Name here is Mike. Name here is Mike. I'm located in Solomon, Indiana. I'm in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, South Bend, Indiana there. Good evening, Mr. Mike. Thank you for coming by. Any comments from you?
Well, I did get some QSL cards. I talked to Larry. I talked to Larry here about me on the 24th of July. On the 24th of July. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to jump in here and say hello before the net closed.
Okay, well, go ahead and make your call.
Hey, Larry, are you working out here in for ROQ?
This is going to be
okay, WB9er Yankee Papa Alpha, Mike. Yeah, you're a little bit light even for me, so Larry might not be hearing you.
Well, I think I got him. I didn't know he was giving me a call like this. So, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Larry,
Yeah, I remember you there. Good to talk to you. And, with the band, I've got a lot of noise on the band there, but I've got you pretty good on, down here in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah,
what did he say? I don't remember. About the guns? Something about the guns? So I don't know about it. I'll check into it, though. I'll try to check into it there. Over. Thank you for bringing my attention to any kind of executive order. I will check into it and do some Googling. I'll see what I can find out. But I don't want to hold the people up on the net very long here. And I do stay on the melt monitor this frequency, so try to give me a call anytime. And, after 10 o'clock, I'll try to be around there. Over.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to let
Okay, roger, roger, Mike. Thank you, sir. Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha, clear with you, sir. Hey, this is KG4ZXE, and I'd like to go ahead and one last call before we shut the net down. Any last gripes, moans, groans, or complaints? Call now. Okay, hearing nothing, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, out of the Boda Frog State of Pennsylvania.
Yes, I accept that.
And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We're closing the net at 12:05 Thursday morning, August 12th, 2021. Wow. Talk about brain... fart. Well, there you have one. Alright, let's see, Mr. Bob, you got anything you want to finalize?
No, sir, Mr. Jesse, thank you for running the net, and thank you for everybody that participated, and it's always a pleasure to hear Mr. Larry, and it's definitely a pleasure to hear Mr. Mo, KD0ROSA, because Mr. Mo told us to keep our powder dry, over.
Definitely so. We all need to make sure we keep our fire done. All right, same thing, Bob.
You want me to do the closing?
Yes, sir, if you would.
Roger, roger. As Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent Keys, W1WGR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim in Michigan, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYD, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer, along with Mr. Jesse's, for God to bless this great country. God bless each and every one of you that has joined us, and thank you for being with us for the great, the Arium, the gold standard, the Arium Net. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it to our net control. KG4CX to the sea to put the ribbons on.
All right, thank you, Bob, and everyone who's participated in tonight's Liberty Net. I want to make a quick prayer to each and every one who's been here tonight. God bless each and every one's family, and God watch over each and every one who's participated in D.C. God bless Ashley Babbitt and her family. And God save this great country. KG4 is the answer. Same thing.